Holiday magic is in the air, and DSW's got all the shoes to make your season extra merry. Believe, you've got parties to attend and lists to check twice, so DSW is taking care of the details, like gifts to make their eyes all aglow, styles that bring joy to your world, brands everyone wants, like UGG, Nike, Birkenstock, and more, and deals to make your budget bright. Find the perfect shoes for you and yours at a DSW store near you or DSW.com.
When it comes to hiring, don't search for great talent, match with them. Thanks to Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find qualified candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility. Go to Indeed.com/listen and tell them you heard about them from this podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
We're having the conversation about how much of a rebuild the Browns are going to go through because Jimmy Haslam at the NFL owners meeting said he doesn't think it's a total rebuild. And this might just be a semantics argument here. And there might be something lost in translation. Want to point that out. But here would be my ultimate word of caution. Because I think sometimes, like, I think fans and media, I'm a Stefanski guy. I'm a Barry guy. I'm a Barry and Stefanski guy. I'm a neither guy. I'm a Browns fan. So quite frankly, all of it's negotiable to me.
Yeah.
Dee Podesta is negotiable. Who's the head coach? Who's the GM? To me, it's about what have you done and can you justify keeping your job? And every year, we're going to reset that conversation. Now, here's what I'm going to say. If Jimmy Haslam, because this is your time. This really is. If you have doubts about Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry's ability to lead a rebuild and to get you back to where you were when they took over.
Which right now it sounds like he doesn't, by the way.
Yeah, which is okay. If you don't, that's fine. But a year from now, you better remember that you didn't have a doubt now. Because the worst thing you can do when you start a rebuild, whether it's a one-year job, two-year job, three-year job, the worst thing you can do is get 1 year in and go, actually, I don't trust these guys anymore. We've got to bail. Because you will have maybe committed to a quarterback after that 1 year because you might have committed to...
Well, but I mean, if they show themselves not committed for the job or not the right piece for the job, he holds the right to change his mind.
Yeah, no. You either know now or you don't.
Well, so this is why I've cautioned people before, and I think people miss this in the larger Stefanski conversation, is that when you give people an opportunity to draft the quarterback and then try to develop the quarterback, if you end up doing what they're doing in Chicago with Eberflus, guess what? Now Caleb Williams is going to have his third offensive coordinator and second head coach in 2 years. That's hard.
Yeah, so I think
that's why it's not just a one-year commitment with Stefanski.
Yes,
that's why it's a multiple-year thing.
And listen, again, right now, I could build you a case to fire Kevin. I could build you a case to keep him. But this is not a one-year thing. We should not. And if Jimmy Haslam thinks, I'll give him a year and see where it goes.
But
if that involves drafting a quarterback, you will be putting yourself behind the eight ball long-term.
I think that convo is different, though, for head coach than it is for GM. I think for head coach, I think what we're saying is 100% true. If you have Stefanski to be able to be the guy to select the quarterback, then that's going to be a couple years. That's going to be until you know that quarterback is either great and then awesome it worked out, or he stinks, and then you got to completely go ahead and redo this thing. The GM, I look at it a little bit differently.
Yeah, so can you walk me through that? Because with the GM,
yeah.
I actually think Barry is more fireable than Kevin Stefanski right now today.
Okay, so we're in agreement then.
But here's the problem. You get a new GM in. It's a tale old as time.
None of it's ideal. Listen, way to spin it into being like, awesome, we had to fire the GM. But if the GM just cannot make draft picks, I don't want that guy as my GM.
Yeah, the problem is you're going to hire a new GM a year from now. We will have spent 12 months convincing Jimmy Haslam there's a better head coach out there.
Well, if Stefanski's actually doing his job, though, then it won't matter. If he's job and having success with the quarterback, none of that will matter.
Yeah, but success with the quarterback doesn't mean you're going to have a successful team next year.
I think it'll play itself out pretty easily. If he's able to have success with the quarterback, Stefanski can have the job. And if you just don't have enough pieces around him because Barry can't deal with the most money in the NFL while also having draft picks, well, that's a Barry problem, and the new GM will be more than happy to be like, Stefanski's good at this.
Yeah, again, I think there's just a lot of dynamics and a lot of egos and a lot of minutiae at play that I think if you're hiring a new GM this offseason, you might as well hire a new head coach. You might as well hire the GM and say, because then it becomes Dorsey, I didn't hire Hugh Jackson, so now I'm going to fire him. Like a lot, and I'm not saying this happens every time, yeah, so I'm painting kind of a broad brush here. But more often than not, you hire a head coach that didn't hire, or if you hire a GM that didn't hire the head coach.
Right, but that wasn't the conversation we were having, though. The conversation we were having is what happens with Stefanski if you let Stefanski go through with the quarterback pick and being the head coach.
I think it's the same thing. I think if Stefanski and Barry are both back this next year, they're together for at least the next 2 years while you try and rebuild this thing.
I think that's foolish if you look at him as tied to the hip.
I think you have to. A lot because of the alignment and because right now the power structure is.
If he just can't draft, then I'm not going to send him out there for another draft.
I don't think they think he can draft.
I think the problem in the conversation is that I don't know. They've put voice to Stefanski, and Breer has put voice to Stefanski and Breer. I think the problem is that a lot of us think way higher of Stefanski than we do Barry. Excuse me.
216-474-0092. Let's go with Chris in Chicago. Welcome to the show, buddy. What you got for me?
Gentlemen, great show as always.
Stop. Keep going.
That's it. That's all I call to say. No, I'm just kidding.
I just Santa an elf.
Santa is... No, he's not an elf. Come on.
You're from
Santa.
Chicago. What do you know?
No. No, I'm from Richfield, but I live in Chicago. Anyway... all right, so I think the biggest indictment on Andrew Barry's tenure as the GM, you guys were just talking about those core players, right? What is one of those five or six core players thanks to Barry? I mean, and he's been there for a while, and that's not good. Whether it's drafts or even some of the trades he's made haven't been the greatest. So I think Barry can go. And here's my question. I think I know the answer already, but my dream situation would be to have Kevin Stefanski as my OC and have Vrabel as the head coach. I don't think that'll ever happen, but I think Stefanski's a better coordinator than coach.
Yeah, Chris, you might be right about that, but you're right in the idea it's never going to happen as well.
I appreciate you there, Chris. Good stuff, buddy.
It would be a step back. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, man.
Thanks
Although,
so much.
Vance Joseph is now the defensive coordinator in Denver, but there was obviously some coaching changes in between that. It's an odd setup, though. You can admit it's an odd setup.
Yeah, no, it is. Man, it's an all-in. I think because here's the thing. I hate the total clean house because it's just so much work and it's hard enough to get one of those spots. But I think I've zeroed in on. I don't see the point in firing Andrew Barry, unless you let Kevin Stefanski have the power to name the new GM, and it's like the Andy Reid situation where Brett Veach really just does the bidding of Andy Reid.
Yeah, but it didn't start. It got there, but when Andy Reid was hired, that was Andy Reid and John Dorsey at the same time.
Yes,
like it, that we had to go through. They had to go through a whole everything to get there.
So while we're on this discussion, we're not on this discussion now, but while we are on the topic of the Browns, I'll be talking about the Browns and the Chiefs tomorrow with Andrew Filippone.
Yeah.
This is not where then I just start to insinuate like a phony feud that actually doesn't happen. That's not, that's somebody else's show. But I'll be on the FanDuel Network tomorrow, and something happened today that I just want to know. It's kind of an am I the you-know-what situation, because Pony texted me at 9:04 this morning. In fairness, I didn't see it till about 10:40 today.
What's your guys' text relationship like already? Do you guys actually text, or is this like only when he wants you on the show?
Yeah, pretty much only when he wants on the show.
Okay, because really, it does matter, by the way.
I'm not really buddy-buddy with anybody other than like you and maybe like three other people in radio.
Okay, because it does matter, you know? Yeah. Like if it's somebody you had a lot of conversations with, then I think it's like, all right, you got to get back to him as soon as you can.
See, now I feel like there's a gray area. Like, I've called him for advice previously, not recently, but like when we went to Charlotte, I kind of picked his brain.
So he's done you solids before.
Yeah, I mean, and I feel like when he's asked for me, it's like once every 4 years, but if he's texted me, I've said something back. But so he texted me at 9:04 this morning asking.
Yeah.
I had not responded by 1:15.
Okay.
And so he texted Keith to ask me if I could go on the thing, and I kind of got annoyed. I still said yes, because Pony's a good enough dude, and I enjoy going on with it.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and, for shoppers, buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
It's kind of flattering that he would even go to Keith and ask.
Yeah, well,
really wanted you to be on then, because if no one answered me after 4 hours, I'm just moved on to the next person.
So you know what's wild about that is Pony always puts it this way, which is like the least flattering way. He says, FanDuel wants me to have you back to preview.
So it's not like it's not his choice.
Yeah. There's an inference there.
That is kind of rude.
I mean, it's kind of Pony. Pony's kind of this very specific language kind of fella. But I was a little annoyed. Like, here's the thing. I totally could have responded at any point, like a 3-hour window.
Yeah, you're not good at text responding to a lot of people, though. Not me. You're good with me, but not to a lot of people.
Most people. The fact that you get quick text response is like a really good sign for you.
Well, thanks. Yeah. glad to hear it.
I must really value you.
Yeah, glad to hear it.
Because even family members will get like a day later. They'll be like,
You famously didn't answer a Bernie Kosar text.
Well, that was nerves. That and Joe Thomas. I couldn't believe Bernie or Joe were texting me directly, and I overthought it. But like for most people, I'll respond when I respond. I'll think about it for a while. I like thinking about things before I respond. I don't like to just automatically willy-nilly respond. That's not what was going on with Pony.
Do you want to know why Pony never asked me to go on his shows anymore?
Why is that?
So last time he had me on, and this was on his 93.7, right? He had me on his show, and then he just ripped Ken for like 3 minutes and then like was baiting me into trying to rip Ken as well. Like he even did the whole like, we'll go out to 92.3 The Fan. Peter was one of the smart people on the station. I'm like that morning slob, Ken Carmen. And I was like, dude, I'm not going to, like, I didn't play along at all. I act as if he didn't say anything.
Oh, if he
and
does
I think
that.
I think he wanted me to play along, but it's like, ooh, I made a business decision in that moment. You think I'm going to rip Ken in that moment?
No, let me ask
not
you.
Not going to happen.
Did you think it was like something he was going to turn around and then send to Ken? Was that a trust issue?
100% okay. He would have done that.
Because
I
would
have easily got back to Ken.
I would just do it.
You're going to, yeah. I bet he's going to bait you tomorrow.
Yeah.
I know you would do it.
Not on the FanDuel Sports Network.
Well, I've thought about it before. Should I just play it along and been like, yeah, that Ken Carmen. Who wins there?
I wouldn't say it like that. I would say you'd believe it. You'd be like, oh, that Ken Carmen. That's a very playful way. I'd just say,
I didn't want to. No. It feels dirty. It's like if me and you do it, it's fair game because Ken could be listening. It felt a little behind his back almost. It just didn't feel right.
I think anybody who takes anything said on the radio that seriously, and I don't think Ken would.
oh yeah.
No, I don't. Ken's he's the voice of Cleveland sports. Now, getting back to the pony thing, was he being impatient or did I just take too long to respond?
You took too long. He's in the right to go to Keith then in that instance.
Here's the thing. The more I've thought about it, he's right because I've forgotten. Like I used to have to book my show in Charlotte after they let go of my
producer.
You're
trying to book everything. You need answers.
And I'm not thinking about it that way. I'm just thinking about it like, it's a yes, but I'll respond when I respond. The more I thought about it, I was like, man, 4 hours is an incredibly long time when the call's tomorrow morning.
Well, he also knows that in 2024, no one's away from their phone for 4 hours.
Yeah, and
you saw the text.
Yeah, it's also prepping for a show. You know another radio host is not away from your phone that long.
Right. Like, he knows
even
you
more
saw
so.
It. He knows you saw it.
216-474-0092. So, Andrew Filippone asked me this morning to get me on his FanDuel show tomorrow at 9:04 in the morning. Sorry. He texted me at 9:04 this morning about tomorrow morning, and I had not responded to him by 1:15 this afternoon. So he texted Keith to ask me, was he being impatient or was I taking too long to respond? In case we missed it, next on 92.3 The Fan.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.